This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The discussion of energy prices on this program revolves almost entirely around oil. And I mean, that one's really on me, right? I just figure it's easier for you to visualize a barrel of oil when I tell you how much it costs, a barrel of oil, right? But we keep track of natural gas prices too. And wrapping your brain around that is a little trickier because gas is more amorphous, right? Odorless, colorless, just vaporous. So we had our man on energy, Andy Euler, dig into nat gas pricing.
With natural gas, we're not talking about barrels full of a liquid.
They trade in BTUs, which stands for British Thermal Units.
That's Job Harry from the financial services company Stone X. A BTU is the amount of heat required to raise the temperature of 1 pound of water by 1 degree Fahrenheit. Now, that's not a lot of energy. Your average gas oven uses 16,000 BTUs per hour. The price you typically hear for natural gas is 1 million BTUs. And like oil's Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate, that price has a name.
The benchmark U.S. natural gas futures contract is typically the Henry Hub contract in Louisiana.
That's Eugene Kim. He's a research director with Wood Mackenzie's North America Gas team. The Henry Hub is a distribution hub on the natural gas pipeline system in Erath, Louisiana. Really, it's just a name. There's another important variable that goes into the price of gas.
We price gas depending on when you want it.
Nico Safos is at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
If you want gas now, that's one price. If you want it in a month, that's a different price. If you want it in 6 months or a year, that's a different price. And for all those moments in time, there's a supply and a demand for gas to be delivered at that time.
More often than not, when people are talking about the price of gas, they're talking about the price for delivery 1 month from now. But sometimes you need it sooner. Richard Meyer is a vice president at the American Gas Association.
We also have a spot price of natural gas. And the spot price is also called the cash price. This is what you would pay for natural gas to be delivered to you today.
Sometimes those prices get out of whack. And so companies that use a lot of natural gas buy contracts at a lot of different lengths to literally hedge their bets. Frank Beeling consults electricity providers for a company called Guernsey in Oklahoma City.
Utilities try to sort of arrange for their fuel supply ahead of time in advance, and they want to do it in a way where it's, you know, reliable, that they're able to get it when they need it.
And at a price that's relatively predictable. Now, there's one final variable in the price of gas. How far is the gas user from the source? Gas is cheaper closer to where it's produced, or at least close to a pipeline. But in that regard, some places are out of luck. Again, Eugene Kim at Wood Mackenzie.
The global gas markets, especially in Europe, are facing a undersupply situation.
While a monthly contract for 1 million BTUs of natural gas in Henry Hub is running you less than $4 right now, the price at an equivalent site in the Netherlands is closer to $30. Kim says U.S. producers are desperate to increase their export capacity. And with many developing countries switching from coal to natural gas for heating and electricity, that export market is likely to expand even further. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.